Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening for this cosmic journey. We are located out of Memphis, Tennessee. I am talking to you from Redmond, Washington. I want everyone to know that you can easily access the show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. That is live, or you can go into the archives after the show finishes and listen to, it's really the on-demand section to listen to our guest this evening. Now, if you want to ask a question, you must call this number, 347-838-9142, and Annie, the moderator, will get you in. And you can't talk to the guest unless you do call the number 347-838-9142. Tonight, our guest is Shauna Friedenberger. She is a psychic medium and an angel advocate. And, honey, she has got the answers. So get your questions ready because she's going to be sharing some great things with us this evening. A lot of good information about what's blocking you, what's keeping you from your joy, your happiness, you know, from keeping your money from you, your love of your life, keeping all your good. So if you got a question, she can answer it for you. But before I bring Shauna in, I want to talk about the network. I am the first show. We have a whole week of shows. And the Cosmic Contact Show is every Monday at 6:30. That's Central Standard Time. On Tuesday, the I Am Well show is at 8 p.m. The Night Search show is at 9:30 p.m. On Wednesdays is the No Show at 7 p.m. And the Laws of Material Wealth, that's a personal development program, that comes on at 8:30 p.m. Thursdays is the Progressive News Weekly, that's at 5:30 p.m. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap show, and that's at 1 p.m. The Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. on Friday. And then Saturday is Soul Town, the Sound of Music, that comes from Memphis, Tennessee, and that is at 3 p.m. Again, then Sunday, the Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m., and that's out of Boston. There are a lot of great shows coming up that are going to be adding on here. We have a wonderful guest on our show, so check us out. All week long, we have some great things to offer, great people that we interview all week long. I want to tell you a little bit more about our wonderful guest this evening. Shauna's been coming on the show for 3 years since I've been living here in Redmond. We connected up right away, and she's amazing. She's very intuitive. She's an angel communicator. She does past lives, energy healing. She does it all. And she has got the sweetest energy. If you ever got to meet her in person, you would just fall in love with her, as I did. And we're always thrilled when she can be on our show. She moved out of Seattle and has moved to Los Angeles and is down there probably connecting with the stars and doing some wonderful work with the people there. They're very blessed to have her. But Shauna will be sharing connecting to your higher self and awakening all of your good things that are within you. She has a gift, and it began when she was very young, when she was 8, and she started reading for people. She's very positive, she's uplifting, and she's to the point. Shauna is a clairvoyant, a clairsentient, a clairaudient, and a claircognizant. She's got all the clair sisters working with her. She works with archangels, ascended masters, and beings of the light. So if you have a question, she can answer it for you. So just call in 347-838-9142. Now I'm going to bring Shauna in this time. Good evening, Shauna.
Hey, Pam, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you. We're so excited to have you on this evening. And I know you've got a great message for us. And I want you to tell us what you've been up to and how things are going on the West Coast.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Well, I always love coming on your show. It's just always such a wonderful experience just connecting with all of your listeners. And, things have been pretty great, pretty busy. I've moved down here to sunny California, Los Angeles specifically, which is a bit of a change compared to Seattle, but I really am enjoying myself and really starting to lay some roots down here, which has just been wonderful. Continuing to expand my business. As you know, I also do one-on-one programs helping people to basically monetize their passions to ideally seven-figure businesses and transform their pain into power to really live a life that they love. And that's something that's really come about since I've chosen to move down here. Definitely been, you know, working in the creative fields as well, which I've just been enjoying, and really choosing to practice what I preach, which is easier said than done sometimes, right? But it's really been a beautiful journey, and it's certainly not over. And, you know, there's certainly been some hiccups along the way, bumps in the road, but it's all part of the experience. And, you know, this week in particular, I'm choosing to move forward with loving grace, with just the, you know, the various circumstances that have come up for me. And I'm encouraging, you know, I'm definitely encouraging your listeners to try and do the same. There's a lot of some astrological things happening above us, which I think is also adding to some of this kind of heavy energy that's been around. It's come and gone over the last few weeks, but for some reason, I believe, like, if I am correct right now, I believe Venus is in Virgo. So depending on your individual signs, that can be really positive energy for you, or it can feel a little funky. So finding your feet, grounding, and taking one day at a time is something that I think that a lot of people maybe need to hear right now. So I just wanted to share that little message. And as you know as well, I am an empath, so I do a lot of specialized work with fellow empaths, helping them to hone their gifts so they can live a life with grace, ease, and not having to take everything on. And, the medical intuitive work I do as well has been continuing to expand. So I'm really happy about that as well. So that's just a little tidbit. That's a long-winded way of saying, how am I? What have I been up to? That's what I've been up to.
Well, it sounds wonderful, and I know that everyone that gets to talk to you are very blessed. I have been feeling the energies myself, you know, I feel like everything is so speeded up. I feel like everybody that calls me now for, you know, for a help, counseling, it's like everyone is in crisis mode. And I do think maybe it's just that all our emotions are really coming up now and we can't hide anything anymore. That's what I'm thinking, and we're having to deal with things.
Absolutely.
We haven't wanted to look at
absolutely.
In the past.
Oh, yes, for sure. And, you know, especially with, you know, just as our world in general, like you've been hearing a lot about, you know, the vibration is raising, the frequencies are, you know, increasing. And I think that's adding to this interesting polarization that's occurring where, you know, you see it a lot in politics right now. Some people feel very strongly one way and people feel a very strongly another way. And it's kind of like this rubber band that's continuing to stretch, and eventually it's going to snap, right? And through this vibrational shift that's occurring, you know, falsehoods and things that we're even hiding from ourselves, whether consciously or unconsciously, are being revealed. So we're all being challenged very lovingly, because it's all, again, all part of our own global and also soul evolution, which is why we came here, right? We came here to learn, to grow and evolve as a soul, and to bring forth, be it some form of service or gift to this world. And that being said, there's also a sense of accountability behind that. So when things are coming up for us, although it is uncomfortable at times, it's really, it really is a gift because it's part of your soul evolution, and you do have the courage to address it in whatever way it's coming up for you, and finding a way to choose not only the path that brings most peace, but also helps you to come to terms and find peace within that, whatever, you know, whatever that problem that is arising, or that new awareness of what's been inside that perhaps that you haven't wanted to look at. So breathe as you go through that, because this too shall pass, and you will come out, you know, the grass towards the green grass on the other side. it continues to move forward. So I just encourage everyone to breathe, ground, and just trust. And that's something that I definitely want to touch base on tonight on your show. I can go ahead and talk about that now, if that's all right with you.
Okay.
I wanted to share just something that I teach with not only my one-on-one programs, but I have an amazing business partner, Reverend Deborah Bishop, that I also work with, and we're working on actually providing a wonderful group course called Deliberate Creation Bootcamp. That's going to be coming out probably at the beginning of 2017. And you can follow us on Facebook at Deliberate Creation Radio. So you can always look that up at facebook.com/Deliberate Creation Radio. And actually, it's quite a powerful tool that I want to give to your listeners today. And this comes from, one of my main program, which is the Create the Life You Love course. And it is an equation to always getting tangible results. And you can use this and apply it to any area of your life where you're wanting something, be it a relationship, with family, with business, with your own creative endeavors, your own spiritual endeavors, whatever it is for you. And it's really simple. And the first step is there's three factors that you need in order to get those tangible results. Number one, you need trust, right? That big word, trust, which is so important. And trust not only means, you know, trust in your higher power, whatever that is for you, be it God, creator, universe, angels, and, you know, whatever vernacular you choose, but that also means finding a way to have trust within yourself and the knowing that you have everything you need to accomplish your goal, just trusting that you in your own wherewithals, right? So if you can just hold on to that, trusting yourself and trusting the universe, plus imagination. And when I say imagination, Pam, what I'm really talking about is asking that question, what else is possible? So if you're looking at something, ask the question, what else is possible? What are the possibilities here that I can, you know, move forward in and living in that possibility, right? And that's going to give you freedom to kind of see it with a wider perspective of ways in which to move forward in achieving your goals. And the last factor is action. Action, action, action. Choosing to take action in some form. It could be a tiny little step. It could be a huge step. If you add action, you're creating momentum and you're creating movement towards your goal. And every single time, I'm telling you, every single time, that will equal tangible results. And this is the interesting thing about tangible results. You will get them. But at the same time, there's a sense of having that intention, right? Having that clarity and releasing the expectation and living in the knowing. That is the distinction. And I think one of the key secrets to really getting and and choosing to live a life and creating a life that you love. And whenever you're not seeing tangible results that you want or that are in alignment with whatever said goal you're working towards, one of those three factors is off. Are you trusting yourself? Are you believing in yourself? Are you asking the question, what else is possible? What is possible for me here? What does it need to look at? What are the possible solutions I can go for? And am I taking action, right? Am I stopping myself? And going a little bit deeper, and I would say ask yourself if you're seeing a pattern here where you are feeling stuck and stagnant, ask yourself the question, where am I stopping myself? Do I stop myself right before I reach that, the top of the mountain and finally get that result I'm wanting, be it working for your college degree or that promotion or whatever it is? Because there's always, every single person has that little spot where we get a little caught up and kind of trip over ourselves sometimes. So I encourage everyone listening in right now to write down this is valuable. This is a valuable tool. Secret to unlocking tangible results. Simple equation, trust plus imagination, asking what else is possible, plus action equals tangible results. So I wanted to give that tool to everyone today to just try out, think of it like a pair of pants, seeing if it fits, seeing if it feels right. You're going to continue to explore it and allow it to evolve even more in whatever way feels right for you. But I think all of your listeners, if you choose to take it on, you will get what you're wanting.
Okay.
There you go.
And, I agree with you 100%. I do know, too, that I think we're a lot more powerful than we will admit or believe that we can. It seems like everybody else can create the life they want, but, we can't feel like we can do it for ourselves. Some people do feel they can, but I think that is great. And the more simpler, the better. And but it is believing in ourselves when we want something and believe that we too are God and we can create these things.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. I keep saying absolutely, but absolutely. That's it right there. You have that ability within you. And it's tough because that fear can also get in the way, right? And I'm sure we might be seeing that today with some of our callers, and where are they stopping themselves? What's holding them back? And, simple and easy are two very different things. Many, many things in life are quite simple. Universal laws are simple, but easy is a very separate distinction. And that's okay. Part of being here is being on the field and choosing to move forward and, build what it is that you want here, because you're going to learn, you're going to have falls along the way, but you will get up, you will get through it, because it wouldn't be happening if you didn't have the ability to succeed. It really wouldn't, practicing and finding tools to support you if you are having a hard time in trusting yourself. That self-doubt can be so overwhelming. And I think I'm talking to more than one caller when I say this, self-doubt it can just stop you in your tracks, But that being said, that's okay. Breathe, right? And, one thing I like to say is, miracles will occur for me today in unexpected ways. And trusting that, this is another affirmation I would say people can try, which is, every morning I wake up and I start with my gratitude, right? Being grateful for what I have in my life, even if I'm having a tough day, just finding things to be grateful for, then adding, and I state this, I am a collaborator with the universe, and the universe will always have my back and always has my back. And think of it as, that's your partner. And if you think of the universe as God, if you think of, universe an aspect or the creation of God or creator, source, whatever word fits for you, but own it. You have that divinity within you. That's the beauty and the gift of life. So go for it fearlessly, because, having the universe as your collaborator and your partner is pretty awesome. So say it every morning. Try it on. The universe and I work. You're a collaborator with the universe. Own it.
That's right. You know, I think the most important thing is making that divine connection every morning, more than anything.
Oh, yes.
If we jump out of bed and we haven't, you know, called in our angels or our guides or Holy Spirit, then we're just out there. But I know, and I know I have the best days ever when I meditate and I bring all my loved ones around me that I know that are working with me on the other side. You know, I always encourage people to start their day that way. I love how you do that, that you're a collaborator with the universe, and you all are going to, we are going to create something pretty awesome today. Well, this is such, I love hearing you talk and share your stuff. You're so positive and upbeat, and that's the kind of people you calibrate high that we love to have on our show. Would you like to talk to the caller? We have a wonderful woman named Annette from Massachusetts. Would you like to see what she has to ask you today?
Of course. Bring her on in.
Okay. Excuse me. Hi, Annette.
Hi.
Hey, Annette. Thanks so much for calling in.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. How are you tonight or today or afternoon?
You're so sweet. I'm good. I know we're definitely on two very different time zones, but what's on your heart? What's going on?
Well, I want to thank you for your show. It's really resonating very, very strongly with me. I find myself in relationships with men where there is some type of issues going on within their lives, and they are usually involved with someone.
Ah, gotcha. Now, may I ask, are some of these men forthright in letting you know they are involved with someone, or are you noticing a pattern where you're finding out later?
No, they're letting me know.
Gotcha.
And I'm more
okay.
Like the sounding board. I'm more of the sounding board of their sorrows.
Gotcha.
Actually,
now
with this one, it's more his sorrows and his pain and the anguish with his girlfriend and not being sure if she's the one and yeah.
Gotcha. But and we're focusing more on just relationships in general, or are these also romantic relationships?
The romantic relationships.
Got it. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that, Annette.
Sure.
The first thing I'm picking up immediately as you're saying this is your girlfriend, you carry so much in your heart chakra. And that's because you have such a deep heart. You are definitely on the more empathic side. You have that natural aspect of your intuition. And so part of this is what I'm picking up from your guides and your angels on this question is it is time to put you first. And this pattern is a karmic pattern that I feel like that has been going through off and on quite a bit through this life, but there are some past life connections. And in order to fully resolve those, what I would highly suggest for you is calling upon, you know, I work a lot with Archangel Michael and Archangels.
Okay.
That's kind of, those are my peeps, right? but you can work with them. You can add anything else that you resonate with. But I would ask Archangel Michael to cut these cords of attachment to your past life. And now you probably have already tried doing that, but you may have feel like it still hasn't quite stuck because I'm seeing you also have to do some healing and loving yourself enough to allow you and your energy to be yours. Because part of this program, these past programs that I'm seeing that you deal with, CP, is basically somehow from childhood, whether this was a conscious teaching to you or not, you've kind of had to do this thing making sure everyone else is safe. So as long as everyone else is safe around you, then it's okay for you to be safe and to give to yourself.
But if
they're not safe, then it's not okay for you. And so that holds you in this pattern, and that's also why you've been attracting these men that really are wanting something from you, and they definitely can give you something, but they're not really giving you what you need, and
exactly.
They're kind of holding you in this pattern. So number one, I would tell you that your girlfriend, like, you are enough as you are now, and you have permission to put yourself first. And if he is not, if this particular man that you're with right now, you know, you he's unavailable. He's choosing to be unavailable, but he's still using your kindness and your lovingness,
exactly,
wanting to help him feel better. And you know what? Excuse me, it's BS. And I would say the full word, but I can't on the radio, so that's BS. And you are ready, and your angel is showing me this is, you're ready to make this shift, that you're going to go through a transformation, but you have to take that action, and you can do it. And I will tell you, it's going to feel scary because it's something you haven't really fully done before, but that's part of the evolution, because when you're on that precipice of the unknown, which you are regarding this romantic relationship and choosing to not fall into that program, you are going to shift. And so I would say take 2 days, ground, and really look at what's the benefit here with this gentleman. I think you're already seeing that this isn't doesn't really feel like a long-lasting relationship, and it's not really the healthiest for you. So choosing you.
Yeah, exactly. It's not, I don't even consider it a relationship. I don't even consider it a friendship, because it's more of him, but I can't blame him because I'm allowing it.
Yeah, and so how about what would happen to live in the possibility of choosing to do things every day that your future self will thank you for?
Absolutely.
Say, you know, ask yourself, will my future self thank me for this? And, I guarantee you, I'm sure this man's like a lovely person, and I wish him the best. But I think you'll agree with me that this relationship and having this kind of dynamic in your life is probably not the most in alignment of what's going to serve you and where you're really wanting to go.
Oh no, because it's, for me, it's like, to me, I just want to say, you know what, pull up your big boy pants, do what you need to do. If you don't want to be in this relationship, and if she's a pain in the butt, and if you can't decide on what you want to do when you grow up, I'm not your mother.
Yeah.
I never wanted
you're
to be your mother. You know, I mean, something other than being your mother, but that's not possible. And it's like, I don't want to hear you cry about it anymore. Do what you need to do. If you're depressed, then get help. If you can't if you can't sleep at night, get help. If she's being a pain in the butt and you got to force her to do something, do what you need to do. If it's not working, it's not working for you.
Exactly, Annette. And so, because I know we have some other callers, the last little advice I want to give you when you have this conversation with him is, state you care about him, all that, and all that. But you cannot provide what he really needs. So say, like, I love you, however, I can't provide you with what you really need. So I'm going to have to take care of me, because this relationship is not healthy for my nervous system.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, we work together, but we work in the same office. So there are times where it's like I want to avoid him.
Yeah, totally.
Times where I need to, avoid him.
And remember this, and then because this is for other people too listening in. When you honor your boundaries, you are teaching other people how to do the same.
Preach it. That's right.
All right?
That's
so stay in touch with me, Annette, if you would.
I will.
You could reach me on my email. It's shauna.angelwork. So it's shauna.angelwork. Spelled ANGELWERK@gmail.com. And just let me know how it goes, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, and many blessings to you.
Oh, you too, darling. Have a wonderful night.
All right, honey. You
got
this.
All
right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Annette. Shauna, one thing I get a lot lately, and I don't know what the deal is people calling me up and wanting to, they can get someone back in their life, someone that they broke up with it's like I'm going, why do you want them back when, it wasn't a great relationship? They don't want you back. You've tried to connect with them. You've tried to talk to them, and they won't answer your phone calls. But people still, they just think that there's got to be some other big reason for that.
Yeah, I definitely hear what you're saying. Well, regarding relationships like that, I mean, that's separate too from what we were just sharing, talking about with Annette. But yeah, especially with men that are just relationships where you're wanting to reconnect or rekindle something, you know, energetically people shift. And perhaps when, you know, at one point when something was really working and really great, and then people, your energy and your vibrational levels just kind of go two different ways. And, you know, not all relationships are meant come into our lives to be that one lifelong, you know, relationship where you're sitting on the porch at, you know, 95, you know, sometimes yes, and that's awesome, that's beautiful, but, you know, that's not always the case. But every relationship is a moment of teaching and learning a lesson, and not a negative, like, oh, you need to learn a lesson, but teaching to help you evolve. And, you know, one thing that God gave us, right? He gave us free will. We have free will and free choice. You know, I get calls from some clients saying, hey, when am I going to have, you know, when am I going to meet my soulmate? When am I going to have this? And yes, as a clairvoyant, I can see if they continue down specific paths, right, where a kindred spirit's going to be coming into their life potentially. However, that free will is super important. So if, say, this person, my client, or someone else, or the potential partner says, you know what, today I think I'm going to just, like, book a vacation for Belize, and I'm not going to go to that party even though I was planning on going, that can change the timeline a little bit, right? And so not only does this apply to, like, past situations with, you know, people going on their merry way, but also with future things. You know, it's, you have free will. And so if you, again, it goes back to that moment of holding the intention but releasing the expectation. Because we, just as we have free will for ourselves, we cannot control the free will of other people. So it really ends up being, in a way, hilarious, this is showing up, a collaboration, even with the kindred spirits and relationships that come and at times go from our lives. And it's okay to honor those, you know, and you know, and I've seen it when people try to hold on. I say, you know, and I think everyone has probably seen a friend or family member do this where they're in a relationship and it's just not, it is not working. It's not supporting them, it's not in service, they're feeling stuck, stagnant, unhappy, trying so hard to try to make it work, but the other person just doesn't really care, or just, it's a big old mess, right? Is it really better for them to just stay there for the sake because they happen to be in a relationship and are married, or is it better for them to go on their separate paths to pursue things that are more in alignment with their path, right? It's, and, you know, so that being said, separations and ending of relationships, you know, sometimes, yes, you can rekindle things depending on where things are at, but, you know, only if that's in service of your highest good and it's positive and balanced and loving. Otherwise, you know, as you move forward and you hold whatever vibrational frequency or energy that, that you're holding within you, and, oh, and asking for a kindred spirit to match that, to find a partner that matches that, that's going to balance it and bring love and love you for all that you are. Focus on that and what you really want instead of that particular person that you feel had that, but obviously they probably didn't because things obviously are the way they are now. Do you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and I agree with you, but I'm just going, why do you want someone who doesn't really want you? And you know it, you know, but they
yeah.
didn't think that I'll be able to pull something out of thin air and make you know, them be able to get back together again. Well, anyway, it can be pretty confusing when it comes to the heart.
Yes,
we have another caller that I want to bring in, Georgia from Missouri.
Yes.
Hey,
hi,
Georgia.
Hi.
What's on your heart?
I want to ask you a question about psychic ability. I have some, I know. I've had very strange things happen in my lifetime. I can't control it. It just happens when it happens. But one of the things that happened to me that was so interesting in a way, a man that I that changed my life when I was in my 20s. I mean, I was madly in love with him at one time. He became my mentor. He gave me the greatest gift any man could give you, I think. He gave me self-esteem because I had none when I met him. But he was a dynamic, entrepreneurial, multimillionaire, kind of wild and crazy guy. But anyway, he died in a plane crash.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We were still very close. We were still very close when he died, but we were like sisters and brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And so soon after, and I was already married to another man and perfectly happy and all of that. It had nothing to do with anything except we were friends. But after that, he died in his own plane. He owned a plane. He was a pilot. And four people died in the crash. And he came to me one night in a dream. And I knew, you know, he was talking to me, inviting me to a party. And I said, but, you know, Morgan, his name was Morgan Maxfield. I said, Morgan, you died. And he said, no, no. He said, I got a new body. Look, look, I'm fine. And so we go to this party. And it's, you know, I'm talking to all these people, and it's like I'm looking at him and thinking, he doesn't know he's dead. And so the dream ends. Then I have another dream, like, a few days later. I go to the party with him, and he says, no, look, my plane is fine. And he takes me out, and he takes me on a tour of his plane. He said, everything's fine. And I said, but Morgan, you died, and you burned, your body burned. And he said, no, look, I have new skin. Look, he said, I'm fine. And again, you know, so it's still the same party. And so I said, okay. So then I go, a few days later, I have the dream again. This time, same party, everything. And I said, you know, Morgan, you've got to deal with having died. No, no, I'm fine. Look, he said, I'm going to take you. I'll show you. And he picks me up under his arm, and we fly to California. We fly as if like he's Superman, and I'm the woman, you know, flying with him just like the movie.
Oh, wow.
And so then so that dream ends. And so then finally, you know, I keep thinking about it and thinking about it, and then I have another dream. And this time I see him, and he's in this magnificent garden. And he's sitting on a bench with an elderly man, and it's just the most glorious place you can imagine. And I start walking towards him, and he looks up, and he smiles, and he waves at me like, okay, I get it now. I get it. I'm okay. You can go. And that was the end of that. But then it was so strange. I mean, so then I didn't dream about him again for years. And I was thinking about, one day I was thinking, I wonder if he reincarnated. And so one of my questions is, how long do they usually wait before they reincarnate? But let me finish. So I had the dream like a week later, and I've been thinking about it a lot. And he came to me and he said, I have been reborn, and I'm in Scotland, and I am not happy. It was a mistake. And I'm thinking, wow, is this mine? Am I just mentally, like, crazy? Did I just dream this stuff up? I mean, I've always wondered if he did reincarnate and did he really live in Scotland. And now I have not heard from him since.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, first off, thank you for sharing. That is such a really beautiful gift, really, in having – you know, and also showing how not only loved ones do communicate with us through our dreams, but also those dreams that we do have so much, symbolism and into the deeper subconsciousness of our own psyche, and also having to deal with things that we've gone through. So first off, to answer your question regarding Morgan, let me see here. Feeling his energy, he did end up crossing, and that was a really good validation in the garden. That was definitely one of his guides helping him, because he was still not wanting to accept it. And so that's what you were seeing in the first two dreams, undoubtedly, from what I'm seeing here. He did absolutely cross. It was quite sudden. Everyone takes a little bit more time. Every soul is different. So some transition really well. Others maybe need a little extra support. depending on the circumstances of their passing. And especially with sudden impact deaths, it can be quite startling for those souls. Not all the time, but it is there. Regarding incarnation, from my understanding and kind of what I've received from my guides and angels, there is a bit of a varying timeline. Mostly I've seen the soonest is about 20 years. Give or take, like that's pretty quick for a soul, because a lot of times souls will choose to wait until others of their own soul tribe and kind of like their close
right.
soul tribe have also crossed. So often they'll wait.
It's been about 30 years when I had that dream. Yeah.
So let me, and I can feel his higher self, because you definitely, he is, by the way, one of your kindred spirits, he, as I call him. You could also use the term soulmates. We do have more than one. It just, that represents someone from your soul tribe. You and him have been brother and sister in many lifetimes and have that dynamic. There's also been some romantic partnerships, too, in the past, but very, very close. It does feel that he has reincarnated, actually. I'm just kind of tuning into his energy as well as his highest self. It's interesting, though, because this actually reminds me in some ways of when someone does reincarnate, and you find this more in the Hindu philosophy as well, where an aspect of someone comes down and reincarnates, not necessarily the whole being, because, I mean, we all have our higher selves above us, right? With this gentleman, it does feel like he has reincarnated, but he's also, it's really cool to have this experience with you right now, because he is still, his higher self is still very connected to you. You can still, what I want to share with you for this is, and this is kind of what he's saying to what I'm getting from his guides as well as yours, and his higher self here, is you can still speak to him and send him love and talk with him. But he is still having an experience on Earth now. He has chosen to come back, and he's choosing this life right now feels a little heavy. It does feel heavier, and it's not as a punishment or anything like that, but he's chosen to take some things on in this life. I don't know if your physical lives will cross again. They could, especially if you decide to travel to Scotland. You never know, but he does feel younger right now. It does feel like he's I would say elementary school, possibly early middle school, like so around that age, that's where I'm feeling him. And so, he's very sensitive. I'm feeling a lot of enhanced sensitivity and intuition, which I think is adding to that. But he came back because he's supposed to be a service and helping people. I'm seeing, there's something about teaching strength, and also something with he's going to be of service in some more of the shift. So he may not be like a typical super psychic or intuitive, not necessarily in that route, but he's going to be, I do seeing him in this life becoming some type of leader and or speaker down the road and helping to promote positive change. So that's why he came back so soon. There were some things that were called, but it is harder for him. And I think that he is definitely of middle class, lower to middle class right now, but that's part of his path here. It's not because there's also it's interesting because he's choosing a very specific socioeconomic status. It's kind of like low to middle. So he's going to be working very hard, but that's part of what he's meant to learn in this life. So, you can still talk to them. Just say prayers to him, and he does get those messages. His higher self is still very connected to you, and I just have to share with you, you are how much he loves you, and there's so many stories. I'm just kidding. Like, you guys were able to share nonstop and just have this amazing communication between the two of you, and you will always have that. And yes, one of your other questions that you mentioned earlier is, yes, you do have quite a bit of psychic intuition. It's okay for you to trust it. Just, I would say, help remembering to ground when you go out in public, because you can also absorb other people's energy pretty easily. So making sure you're grounding and feeling the earth and like maybe putting protection around you and clearing yourself in whatever way calls to you. I work with Michael. I do white light or purple light. You can do that. You can just call upon your guides to cleanse you and make you whole and complete. Not carrying other people's psychic debris. But that's going to, I think, help you feel more centered. And I wouldn't be surprised if you start to get some check-in dreams with him. So for some reason, you guys still have this amazing connection. And if you decide to have, if you end up getting really vivid dreams about a particular boy, write them down. Like this is happening for a reason. And who knows, this might even be part of something you're meant to share with on a larger scale in the future. So
On that same level, I want to ask another question that's very similar. My husband passed away a couple of months ago, and I was wondering if, you know, they can connect with you that quickly. He was in the hospital a long time and sick for a long, long time.
Was his chest affected?
Horribly.
Was it his chest and his throat a little bit? I'm feeling chest a lot.
Well, it was
his
chest, yeah. He smoked like a fiend, and that eventually is what killed him. It's a long story. I won't go into it. But, smoked, and
that's
really was what contributed to him dying as soon as he did, because he wasn't that old. He was 71. But
he loves you.
I think that sounds young now. It's only been a few months.
He's on the other side. Yeah, he's communicating right now. I just want to tell you, because that's why I was picking up with the chest. It is still pretty new, so he's still trying to communicate more clearly. But he wished he had been able to make a different choice regarding the cigarettes and just the smoking in general. But he. I'm hearing, honey, I'm with you, and I'm nearby. I'll always be nearby, and we're by your side specifically. He's also showing, I don't know if you had to figure out some paperwork, or there's something about having, after he passed, trying to figure out some, I don't know if it's like with papers in the house, or there's something, but I'm feeling something related
to everything in the house. It's a nightmare. Having to clean out his stuff. It's not mine. We haven't been married that long.
Yeah, he had a lot of papers,
well,
I'm seeing.
Yeah,
but he's he wants to thank you for he knows that hasn't been easy, and he'll try to elicit help from the other side. He says, "I'll try to elicit help." So I don't know if you can get some more support in getting that cleared out. But he's up to your it feels like he's on your right side right now. So if you put your hand up, if you would like, with your palm out, and just kind of allow your hand to kind of float a little bit to the right. Gently, maybe at a diagonal, and if it wants to flow to the left, you can let it flow to the left, but letting it, and you're going to run into an energy, and it's going to be really subtle. It might feel a little warm with a bit of a tingle. You might feel the tingle on your fingertips. It could also be a gentle cool. Some people feel it on a more cool side. Let me know when you can feel that. It's real subtle. Don't judge yourself.
My hand is literally vibrating.
That's your husband. That's him.
Okay. Good. I'm glad he's happy. It was tough.
Yeah.
It was tough that last few weeks.
I know.
He knew
he
was dying.
But he's in a whole new space now. He felt he can breathe. He goes, I can breathe deeply.
That's right.
You can talk with him at any time. So, if you need to hold his hand and want a hug, just put your hand out. Like, he's there for you. And, that's what we miss. We miss that physical connection. But as you can feel right now, I'm not in the room with you. I'm not making any tricks, it's right there. It's just looking from a different perspective. So I know we have some other callers, but I send you a huge hug and thank you for calling. And I hope you got some good info out of this and continue to explore that.
I appreciate it.
Of course. My pleasure. All right.
Thanks.
Bye, hon.
All right. Bye-bye.
And remember, you can call Shauna at 360-213-5732 or contact her on our website, www.angelwork.com, anytime, and get a reading with her. Well, I love everything you're sharing. That is so good. The thing I think with everybody that I do talk to myself, when they've lost a loved one, they just want to know that they're okay, that they're all right where they are, because if they leave and they're very sick at the time, they don't know. And we don't, but we do. You do, I do. So thank you for sharing that tonight. That's so good. Well, look, we've got some more people. I'm going to bring Keisha in from North Carolina.
Keisha.
Hey.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Awesome. What's on your heart?
Okay. I want to turn gay, but I'm not sure. Could you tell me if I'm really meant to be with a man or what is actually stopping me from going ahead and just turning, coming completely out the closet and getting a woman?
Okay, completely out of the closet. All right. Well, this is always a fun topic. Well, thank you, first off, girlfriend, for being so vulnerable, because that's something that's kind of sexuality and sensuality is definitely it's a very personal topic.
Right.
I would say, you know, part of that is what's beautiful about you, Keisha, is you have, as we all do in some form, but you really have a lot of divine feminine energy running through you, but you also have a very strong masculine energy side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't necessarily have to do with anything regarding sexuality, but it's really interesting that this is your particular question. Number one, I would say do what feels right for you. Because of how you were raised, I'm seeing, and just kind of where you're at, you have seen where homosexuality or people who are LGBT, you've heard some things from the past that I think at times color this really important topic. You know,
yeah.
I would say for you, the main thing that I'm getting is it's an energy thing for you. You are the type of person, it's like you're attracted to an energy, and it's that person. It doesn't necessarily matter from what I'm seeing here if it happens to be in a man's body or if it happens to be in a female body. You know,
right.
I think you will eventually, if you haven't already, have some type of encounter or romantic relationship with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I would just encourage you to listen to your gut and feel if it feels right.
Okay.
And let go if you're noticing guilt or judgment that comes up, check into
uh-huh.
that and say, okay, is this mine? Is this really
right.
mine? Or is this something that I've heard from, be it family or friends or society
mm-hmm.
or what have you? And I mean, obviously be safe and take care of you. But, you know, there's a balance between just trying to explore for the sake of exploring if you're not feeling it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you also want to
right.
be true to your heart. You know, and if you're not, if you just don't feel that connection with men the way you do when you think about being with a woman, then, you know, just take that in and honor that. You know, you're definitely going to figure it out, and you don't have to, you also do not have to be labeled. You can let
right.
your sexuality and sensuality be what it is, and
that's right.
you know, yeah, and, you know, it's, and know that it's safe for you. This is, I see you having a relationship. I obviously you've had relationships with men, but I do see you having a relationship with a woman, with a really beautiful heart. There's going to be a lot of teachings, things you're going to learn from that relationship. But you'll feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like you're going to feel a resonance with that person.
Okay.
It's not just for the sake of having that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. Okay, that sounds good.
You
All
got
right.
it, girl. And
thank
trust
you
yourself.
So much. All
You're
right.
welcome, honey.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, good deal. Well, that was good. I know you put her mind at rest. Okay, I want to move along because I want to bring somebody else in. It's been on for a while. We have Evelyn from California.
Hello.
Hey,
Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
I'm doing great. I'm delighted listening to the great you're very knowledgeable about what you tell people. So I was just in awe.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much. That's so sweet of you. You're very kind. And I have to tell you, by the way, Evelyn is one of my favorite names. So
Well, thank you.
Yeah. It's a side note, but I just wanted to share that with you.
I was debating what to ask you, and I'm gonna go with my gut instinct. I just wanna know if you have any messages from my ex-boyfriend, ex-love, my first love, named Joe. He passed away in May of 2013, and I feel like he's come to visit me. He used to at the beginning, but I don't think he has anymore, and I just want to know I know he's around, but if he has anything that's important that or relevant, I need to know.
Yeah, now, may I ask, did he have kind of a sudden death? Was there a bit of a, was it somewhat
yes.
sudden? Or, because I'm feeling there's a little
sudden.
Impact.
Yes, it was an impact, a sudden death.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm just feeling that real, it's the empath in me, but.
He was hit by a vehicle. He was hit by a vehicle.
Front end, I'm so sorry, honey. That was not, certainly not a pleasant experience at all. I got it. And tell me his name one more time.
Joe Lewis.
Joe, thank you. Yeah. So that's just one way, too, for me to validate that is, in fact, who I'm picking up on, because I'm feeling that impact very strongly. And he's not feeling that now, of course. It's really just, residual from the body. But, again, he's not feeling that now. Yes, there are some messages. Let me just go ahead and get a couple things. Well, one thing's for sure, and he is starting with the message of love, and this is actually really important that I do say this to you. He will always love you. There will always be love there, and that love will never, ever, ever fade, ever. That being said, he also wants you to be happy, and he wants you to move forward. And I'm feeling from what I'm seeing here with him, at times you felt a bit a little stagnated in some ways, because with grief and healing, obviously, as you know, it is a process and there is nothing wrong with that. But he wants, what I'm getting with him is that he will always be there to support you. He doesn't ever want to, certainly doesn't want to hold you back in any way, and really wants you to have that fulfilling happiness. I'm also seeing a lot of healing around you. He's showing me a lot of green light surrounding you, which to me also is connected to Archangel Raphael. So you have been on a healing journey in general, because this is such an intense situation to go through. He's also been healing, by the way, as well. So the biggest thing from what I'm getting from him right now is that, number one, letting you know that he is more than okay. He is watching over with you. He does check in with you. He has been doing his own thing a little bit, because for some reason, with where you've been at, there's been some opportunity for you to kind of have to figure out the next step for you, and he hasn't been wanting to impose too much. But but that being said, he wants to be clear, he will have your back. So if you need him, you just call. But he really wants you to be brave. And it's okay to move on and move forward. And if you are not happy in a relationship, don't waste your time, because he wants nothing but the best for you. And I'll know it, although you were close, and although there is that deep love, you did have your own stuff, regarding your, I'm seeing communication at times maybe not being the most balanced, but that love is always there. And he just wants you to be treated the best way. And if you're not getting that, and he's pointing this out, so I don't know if this is something that's been happening recently or just giving you some awareness for things that might be coming your way, but really honoring you and not settling.
Since
you got what I'm saying?
Relationship, I was pondering, and I think that's why that's his message, telling me don't do it. So, I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's
great.
Beautiful, awesome. Well, thank you for validating that for me, because I was like, "Whoa, he is pushing this through strong with some serious strength." And girlfriend, you're incredibly intuitive as well. You definitely, if you want to call it intuitive, psychic, either way, but you know you have it, girl, and just you can trust it. And some beautiful things are coming your way, and that love is so supported. And he says, keep going.
Well,
keep
thank
going.
You. You're amazing. I still want to stay on cue. I want to continue listening to you, if you don't mind. And I appreciate you taking the time to answer this for me. I'm really, really, really thankful.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm happy to. And stay in touch with me. You know, email me or like me on Facebook. You know, Angel. Just look up Angel Work, and we'll stay connected. Angelwerk.
We'll definitely do tonight. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, honey. Bye.
Bye.
I know, we're at the very tail end, aren't we, Pam?
I know, honey. Well, we have a couple more people, but I'm going to bring one more person in. This will be our last caller this evening, because they've been waiting for a long time. Her name is Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. What's on your heart, honey?
So I am moving into a new apartment, and I have been sort of having some doubts about it for like a week or so. I mean, I've going through different phases of being like happy about moving, but then also having doubts about the apartment. And I've been dealing with the super who's doing like repairs to the apartment. And I was supposed to be moving in tomorrow, but I went down today and the apartment still is not ready, even though the guy was like claiming it was ready. And I don't know. I guess I sort of got like kind of triggered by him. I mean, I just think that he sort of like creeps me out. And then I just like left and I was just so upset and confused. And I don't know what to think now as far as like, I feel a little bit upset that I'm not like happy, really happy about moving like I was, or like, I feel like I should be. So I don't know what's going on.
I would say is there any way, first off, have you signed a lease?
Well, I signed it, but I didn't hand it in yet. So like I emailed the management company a copy. So, I mean, I think technically I could get out of it.
Get out of it if you can. And I'm not usually this so blunt about these types of things, but what you're feeling is a very clear indication that there's something up with that building. I don't think it's going to be the most supportive place for you. Now, of course, yes, you'll survive if you end up having to go there, but if you can get out of it and look into finding another place, I know that's difficult and can be a pain in the butt, but there's just the energy around it, and I feel like there's some just some neglect situations regarding the building itself, and I'm feeling that there would be a lot of annoying occurrences that are going to drive you nuts. And your gut is telling you.
Confirming. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool. So, you're good, CP. Your gut's telling you straight up, like, this is, it looked great on the outside, but you're seeing these red flags. So honor you, girl. Like, honor what you're feeling. Get out of that lease. And you know what? I am appalled by this, or whatever you need to write to not have to move in there and not have to pay whatever it is that you need to pay, deposit, whatever. Do it, because there's going to be a much better place opening up, and I think you're going to get really lucky, and I say lucky in the sense of you're going to manifest this really quickly, a much better situation and a much better apartment that's going to be supportive and just balanced, not so not unhealthy. I just get an unhealthy feeling with that place, and you don't have time for that. You have other things that you're doing, you know what I'm saying? So write that letter, say, you know what, I'm sorry, but this is not going to work out, and do what you need to do.
Yeah, I mean, so that's what I was feeling. Like, originally I was like, these are red flags, and like, this just sort of all came to a head. Like, and that's exactly the word I was saying. Like, I think that they neglect the building, and I kept on just like feeling that. It was just like sloppy workmanship, what the guy was doing. And, but then also when I was driving up to the building and I was first like looking at it again, I had this like thought that I was like, oh my God, you're really afraid of like change. So that's what sort of like confused me too, is like, well, maybe this is like fear.
You're doing great. Yes. Okay. So really quickly, excellent observation and checking in with that. Yes, that is something that you are consciously working on right now, but part of this situation with this particular apartment is also learning to trust your gut, because you're still choosing to change. You're still going to get a new apartment. You're just not going to go to that apartment. Do you see what I'm saying? And the biggest part of this, of part of your transformation and where you're moving towards, is honoring and trusting your gut completely. And there's a distinction between living in a place of fear of change and when the red flags appear. And this situation, because of the actions that you were seeing and your body's response, because your body is your compass, right? It's going to tell you things. It's all pointing. This may not be the right place. So when you go looking for a new spot, just listen to your, tune into your body and say, does this feel right? Does this feel like a good spot for me? Do I like how it feels in here? Do I like what this area feels like? You know, and just, and honoring that. And the more you can learn to trust and tune in to your own innate intuition, which you have quite a bit of, the more smoothly and, you know, more of that forward energy is really going to be flowing into your life. But you're not with this.
Mm-hmm. I love what you said as far as, like, yeah, I do. I was thinking that, too, that, like, this is my time. Like, you need to trust your intuition. Like, this is the phase that you're going. So, like, yes, you're confirming that, too. But what concerns me, I guess, is, like, when I first saw the apartment, now, granted, I saw it after I saw, like, a really shitty apartment in a shitty area. But, like, I originally liked the apartment. I mean, I didn't really, like, examine it for a long time, but you know, and I was with my father and he was rushing me along. And so, like, I didn't really get to examine it, like hardcore, but I liked it when I first went there. So that's why I think that sort of concerned me. And then, so, okay. And then the last part here is that after I left the first apartment that I was supposed to, like, that apartment, I called this old apartment complex that I had seen, like, a year or two ago that I thought was maybe okay. And it was like a shorter commute to New York City as well. And they happened to get a cancellation like around the same time that I was having second thoughts about my place. So I went down there today and I was thinking, okay, well, I think that this is the place that I think the unit's ready to move in. It looks nice. And I said, okay, well, I think that I would move here. But then I started looking online and, you know, you see people, some people are happy, some people are complaining. And then I started getting confused again. So I don't know. And this is, these apartments, you have to like jump on really quick. So you can't really think about them for a long time in this area. They go like crazy.
They so really do. They really do.
Are you getting any thoughts about the second place? I mean, I just feel like I want to take a little bit of a break before I start. I don't want to rush
the second place.
I keep feeling rushed.
So the second place is separate than the one we're talking about, correct? I just want to make sure that we're clear on that. Okay.
Yeah.
Different area. Okay, perfect. So I'm just getting that represented in my mind here. Okay, so first off, the one that we were talking about, I still feel like that is not the most ideal place for you. Regarding the second one, it could be a little bit better, but it's still not quite right. And you have a little time, and you know it's not the end of the world, and you're not missing out if you don't go to either of these places. And so what I would suggest for you is, you know, with this other place, you can go ahead and take a look at it again if you wish, but I really don't think you're going to be there either. I mean, you could because you have free will and free choice, right? But I don't think you're going there. In the end, I think you're going to be finding a whole separate space. And this is right now, just energetically, I think there's just a lot of things and factors showing up. And maybe this is where that whole Venus and Virgo thing, which brings out a lot of like kind of having to be critical and like really looking at the details. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff going into that too, astrologically. But I would say with this shift and this choice, just take your time. I think you're going to find some place in the next 20 days that's going to show up for you. I don't know if you're going to be moving in within 20 days. It could be, but I feel like it's going to show up on your radar very soon. Within 20 days. So I guess what's today? Today is the 8th. So that would be within this month. You're going to find a better spot. But these two places, for some reason, they're not popping for me. And I feel like they're not going to resonate as strongly as another place that you'll find. I'm just seeing the ideal place. I'm seeing some sort of plant or some sort of tree in the front. So I'm seeing, to me, that's a representation of nature. So there will be like nature either in front of the property or next to it, or there's something by a window perhaps. So just keep that in mind as you look. Okay.
That's definitely important to me. You're right. All right. I feel like I've been looking for a place for so long. I don't even know what towns to go look in now. So,
look,
so
you're in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I'm not familiar with all the like suburbs or anything like that, but I feel closer to whatever is closer to New, because you're going to be commuting to New York City, right?
Well, I plan to. I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, my work is up in transition, too, and I think that's sort of what stresses me out also. I don't really know 100% my schedule. So,
right. So
but
look closer.
I
know we're running out of time, Sweet Pea, but I want you to go ahead and look closer. I'm seeing whatever are like the three or four neighborhoods, and someone else maybe who's from New Jersey will know what I'm talking about. Maybe you will, but I'm seeing three different kind of neighborhoods that are, it feels to the east. So whatever's closer to New York City. So it's not the far side of the kind of New Jersey area. It's the east side.
Yeah, that's where I've been looking.
I guess I'll just keep
looking in the same area. Mm.
Keep looking. It's going to pop. And see the ideal one. Ask for the ideal place to be presented to you fully. Take action, support it, and then keep that energy in mind as you keep looking. And you know what? You might even take a chance and just look in New York just because. You never know. You don't have to
think
it's going
to happen.
Well,
that's the thing. I do want to live in this city. I want to live in this city, but I, yeah.
Look there, too,
I want
okay?
to live by myself.
Just,
yeah.
I got
okay.
you. I got
okay.
you. All
well,
right.
Thank you for
very
calling
much.
In.
Thank
you,
honey. Good luck.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
I'm sure you gave her a lot of help. We do get confused. And, you know, making a move is so huge with the camera.
Oh, it's super
just changed,
huge.
Going through changes. And we all are. Well, we are at the end of the show. Gosh, you're so wonderful, Shauna, for answering people's questions and being so patient and kind and considerate with them. I want to ask if you have anything you want to share at closing, or maybe you said everything you need to say.
You know, I would say just people, you know, everyone listening, we all deal with self-doubt, fear, uncertainty, and it shows up for us in, you know, in many different ways. We're human, but that's part of the journey. And I just encourage everybody to take the time to just trust themselves enough to ask what else is possible to allow you to take that action that will lead you to tangible results. You have everything you need to achieve your goals and to achieve the life that you want to live. All you need to do is trust, live in the possibility, and take action. And you are so unconditionally loved by your angels, your guides, by God, the universe. We're all connected. So move forward fearlessly. I guess those would be my ending words, Pam, for today.
Well, that's good. Move forward fearlessly. Well, in these times, we really need those words. Well, thank you, honey, and I want to thank everyone for calling in. Be sure and get online next Monday. We have Tracy Williams. She is a shaman. She's a reader. You love her. Annie, did you want to say anything in closing?
Well, I just wanted to tell Shauna I am going to be getting in touch with you too, and I took a little bit from everything you said today.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
And I know everyone you helped is so grateful, and I'm seeing everything going good for you. And
oh,
your
well,
energy
thank you
getting
so much.
Getting up and going too. So
oh,
you're
thank
always
you.
Great.
And
we love having you on the show.
Oh, well, I love being here. And just I want to anyone else who's listening, my website's www.angelwork, spelled ANGELWERK.com. So that's a place
Good.
Where you can get in touch with me. And thank you so much, Annie. You're always amazing. I love you both.
Okay. We
thank
love you.
You
too. And everyone have an awesome week.